Do you watch darts?
No.
180.
Okay, I correct myself. Yes.
180.
Yeah.
Do you watch darts?
Yes.
180.
And the guy that says that has a microphone, which is awesome.
So do we.
Yeah.
Ooh.
180.
Okay, that's it. We're done. Hello and welcome to episode 180 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in maybe tubing in Germany. I don't know. And with me as always is...
Adam, definitely in Vancouver.
Yeah, I think I'm in Vancouver too.
Great. Do you want nice to check see out? You.
Have we seen each other at this point when this airs? Yeah, I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
Because I like your kids, and I like to make the effort to see your kids immediately.
Well, you're looking well.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm a pretty handsome individual.
You must have been working out.
Oh, no. This is just me. Yeah. Yeah. And this wicked tan is from the swimming pool, except for around my eyes is white. That's the goofy part.
Right.
The goggles, not helping.
Okay.
There you go. That's all about me, and I look pretty good after flying, I think.
Now we're caught up.
Good to see your kids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amazon. That's still going.
Right.
Yep. If you're buying things on Amazon, which people do, people buy things. I buy things on Amazon. You know what I buy on Amazon? Books. What? I buy books.
Oh, yeah, books. That's a good idea.
I like books.
Sure.
Photo gear, yeah. If I can find what I'm looking for on Amazon, I absolutely buy photo gear. A lot of stuff. If you do, click through our site. Helps us out. Helps us stay rich.
Okay.
Yeah. What's going on? Oh, quick reminder that this is going to be another shortened show.
Oh yeah.
This is it because as you can tell by the hilarious intro to the show. I'm probably in Canada. So we moved out of our old place, put our stuff into storage, flew to Canada, and now we're over here. But in order to get there, we had to sort of compact a bunch of things.
Right. So this is the third of three in a row, and that's why this one is going to definitely be the best because we get stronger.
See, for me, I wake up early, the way the schedule works today is I get up early and go into the day, and I do get stronger as it gets later in the morning, and you're getting later at night and more ornery.
I just completed a massive yawn.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is the episode 180 is when you're going to find grouchy old Adam.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Goa. We call him Goa. So there you go. What's going on?
I think a minute ago I had a really good idea of how to answer that, but now because you called me Grouchy Old Adam, I forgot because I was thinking about the abbreviation.
Oh, yeah.
You're kind of pretty quick on the abbreviations. That's something that I've really noticed in the last 6 months or so, that you're getting really, really good at abbreviations. That was an easy one, but sometimes they're five or six letters long.
Right, and they're acronyms.
Whatever they are, yeah.
Wow, he's even a jerk on that. Can't believe it. I'm giving him maybe a compliment. I don't know if that's a compliment.
No, you're compliment. Correcting me in some
yeah,
way.
Yeah, and he's correcting. Wow, he's a jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't remember what I was going to say. Something.
I like acronyms. Something. Go ahead.
No, I don't have anything to say.
I like acronyms a lot. So I don't
you
know
practice.
Why.
This is something you practice in front of the mirror?
No, once you do them a few times, then it becomes just commonplace. And until you bump into somebody who also likes acronyms, because it's just, and then it's a weird little thing, like, hey, yeah, because someone will drop an acronym on you, you'll get it right away, and they'll be surprised because they thought they were the only nerd in town. Yeah. I remember that one time, like my baseball coach years ago, like 15 years ago, just basically said, oh yeah, you know, and then he, you know, that was a GRD. And I laughed, and he's like, well, you know what that is? And I was like, yeah, it's ground rule double. Everyone knows what a GRD is. And so then he'd found a fellow acronym nerd.
Right.
So there you go, GRD, ground rule double.
Okay.
Mark that down. HBP?
Hit batsman.
Hit by pitch, very close.
Hit by, yeah. I'm good with statistical ones, just mm-hmm. because again, that's kind of I like to read box scores and that. So I'd be good in that realm. But I mean, your gift is to make them up on the go.
I don't know if that's a gift.
Yeah, well, it's a gift. It's a gift to me.
It's a gift when you can translate that into cold hard cash. And guess what? I can't.
No. And by gift, I mean it's just something that's wildly annoying to me.
All right, I'll double down.
All right.
did you shoot anything interesting this week?
No, but I'm going to shoot something interesting.
Is this what we talked about last week?
Did we talk about it?
The high school girls?
No, I'm going to shoot a four generations picture on Sunday.
Four generations?
Yeah, I think I mentioned it maybe a few weeks back or last week, but in terms of how this production is going, it's going to be aired a month apart. The daycare lady, the same lady who made the wonderful toque that Jack wore in a previous photo challenge, I basically for Christmas I wanted to give her something of a present that would be different, so I offered to take a photo. She just recently had a great granddaughter born, and mm-hmm. so yeah, I offered to take a picture for her and her family, knowing that this would be something that she would be interested in. And so I'm going to do that picture on Sunday. I'm going to take our great grandmother down to the great granddaughter, so the four women in their family.
Just the four women you're going
to
do.
Just the four women, so they want to do the photo together. So I'm going to have them to my house. I'm going to set it up. I'm not exactly sure what I'm going to do, but maybe backwards couch or something. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to do something with them all tight. It's not really going to be about anything more about the background. It's going to be about the individual. So just something non-distracting as far as the background is concerned.
I would recommend, I've done this myself. I haven't had as much time. Usually when I do it, it's at a family event or something like that, because as my wife's, both of her grandmas are still alive. So I've done the four generations on both sides of it, like through her dad and through her mom.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had a chance to do the full sit down because I can't get everybody to cooperate.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean the kids, I mean the old people.
Right.
Don't really want to cooperate, but I would recommend doing a simple one, and then I would also think about having a theme to do one that would be kind of funny to add in, like maybe they all wear hats, or like pretty hats or something like that.
Okay.
And I don't say that just because she's knitted the hats. That was actually just a complete fluke.
Yeah.
But maybe have some sort of theme that could tie them all together in addition to a simple one too. Actually, absolutely have a simple one that's 100% about their smiling faces, but think about that as a backup as well.
Okay. Greg, all right.
Just told you, hey, think of a good idea. That's what that was my advice to you.
Come up with something really great.
Make a viral video.
Yeah.
As I've mentioned on the show before, I've had clients say that, yeah, we need a viral video. Okay, how about Gangnam Style? How about I do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just recreate Gangnam Style and maybe What Does the Fox Say? And
or how about a super cute cat playing with a ball of yarn?
Oh, if only that existed.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about a guy on a skateboard who doesn't quite land it?
Yeah.
Something like that. Something good like that.
Yeah.
That is my advice to you. So go, just stick with the hats, or maybe a flower, or maybe something. They each have a flower. I don't know. I don't know what the baby's going to do.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to do it in our house. I just thought if we can keep the baby content, because originally I was going to take them out to Gary Point and Steveston and do something, but then I thought it was becoming more about the background than about the people, and really how much background was I really going to include in this photo anyways.
Yeah.
So then my next thought was maybe I just do something with a white background in the backwards couch, just something that's all about the people.
Mm-hmm.
Again, and we'll all sort of sort it out on the fly. I did think that maybe I'd get some flowers and and do something with flowers. But again, I'm not sure exactly. I'm going to do a little bit of research in the next day or so to see what other people have done, see if that gets my creative juices flowing.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I would also suggest, if you do the backwards couch, I would probably think about draping a sheet or blanket over it to give it a different color.
So what would you go with?
Something lighter. I think if I was going to do the white background, I'd go with something white.
So I don't think I'm going to do a white. I think I was just going to fire some light off of the beige ball and just make it look whiter, whitish. It's right. Still not going to be white because the white backdrop I have is not wide enough to do for this size of a group.
So I
was just going to basically use the wall and then light it and make it kind of look white. So I don't know if I want to try to match that because I can't match it with a sheet.
Right. Good point. Because you don't have the white wall. That's the issue. Yeah. I always look for a white wall if possible. I know you're limited in that regard.
Yeah.
I just think because the sort of the mood of that kind of photo would be very uplifting and, you know, and cheery. And if you have too dark of a background, it can work, but sometimes it kind of brings the mood down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes
no, I
agree. Not, though.
I agree. I was definitely thinking a lighter, lightish background. That's why I was thinking about throwing some light on the wall. I was actually going to use continuous light for doing the lighting on the wall, and then mm-hmm. I was going to light them with flash. Yeah.
All right. Well, look forward to seeing that in a month.
So
in a month
we'll
from
see.
Now.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what I come up with. And again, I don't know whether or not I'm going to broach the subject about posting it. I kind of feel a bit weird about that because it's a present to them. So it's to me, it's not something. I feel like it's a bit offside then to turn around and ask if I can use to post this on our hoser. So I'm 50-50 on that. We'll see what I turn up with.
I think it's completely reasonable to ask, as long as you tell them that. It wasn't like you took the picture for posting.
Mm-hmm. But that's, again, the people, the one lady who I'm doing it for, I know very well. The other people, I don't know at all.
Yeah.
And so it's a tough read there. Like, I know the one lady would be, great, go ahead. But without knowledge of anything about the other people, I don't feel right about it. So in all likelihood,
man, you are Canadian.
Yeah, I will show you, however.
I appreciate that. My instinct is exactly the same, and I deal with this all the time where I'll ask permission, like I'll say, hey, I took this photo, can I talk about it on the show? And the answer is usually, yeah, of course, like don't even have to ask me, man, go ahead. And I think, yeah, I guess people are just flattered. They're excited to know somebody who takes good pictures.
And who podcasts.
Yeah, the podcast isn't the big part of it. They're just happy to, hey, go ahead. Like, they're very flattered that, you want to use their picture. And so you'll find
And you're a celebrity on a podcast.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. Like, the photo from a couple of weeks ago that you'd hated at the airport. The deal was there's a guy, he's a guy on my ball team, and his girlfriend was coming from the States to visit for a couple of weeks.
Okay.
That was the plan, but he doesn't have a car here, so he needed, for him to get out there to the airport and pick her up, he would have had to take the bus or the train or something like that, and it would have been a major pain, and then turn around and take that bus or train back home, which would be at least an hour and a half on top of her whatever 15-hour flight she had. So I said, well, listen, why don't I'll happily take you to the airport. It's like a 15-minute drive. So I'll just take you down there to pick her up, and there's that. That was great. But I guess he'd never even thought of the fact that I'm also going to bring my camera and try to get that photo. on purpose. Like he was thrilled.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, he's just like, yeah, because those are the, how many photos do you have like that of it's just like maybe your wife picking you up from the airport. You don't have a pro photographer there.
Right.
Capturing something like that.
Although, yeah, the picture still.
That was just one of them. There's actually a bunch of them. I happen to like that one.
Okay.
I'm not going to argue.
Let's not revisit it.
I'm not going to argue 2 weeks later.
Because now I feel bad that, like, you did all that. And
right.
And really, this was the picture you got, so.
Yeah. No, it's framed. It's, I mean, in the 2 weeks since that's aired and now, I can only assume it's been a massive backlash against you. All the listeners have written in and said, no, this is a ridiculously awesome photo.
Right.
I don't like to throw the word, I can't even think of the dude's name right offhand now. Great.
I'm pretty sure if you just
some French
you
know, guy.
If you put that picture, right, made a YouTube video where you just played just that picture as a slideshow over and over again with different transitions.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure viral video.
Oh, that would definitely go viral.
Yeah.
That would be, I don't know. There's a lot of that stuff on YouTube now.
Right.
Where people share stuff with me on Facebook and you'll never believe what happened next. I'm like, I'll never know what happened next because I am not clicking on this. Are you kidding me? And no, I don't want to play your candy game.
Right.
Honestly, right. Who invites me? Do you, just take one look at me. Do I look like the kind of guy that wants to play Facebook candy? Seriously.
Yeah.
And then when I get too vocal about it, someone always says, well, I play Facebook candy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's cool for you. I didn't mean no offense. I meant offense.
I had this, now this episode's going to be like 4 hours long, but I had this conversation with a few people at work, slightly different, but kind of the same, about, you know, how rich Judge Judy was and you know, because of her television show, she's the richest paid TV actor every year. And okay. I was kind of going off on a rant about like, how is this possible when, you know, no sane person could possibly watch that show. And then like three people in the room piped up that they kind of watch it. And then I was just like, just walk out of here. Just get out of here. Like, I can't talk to you. No, I didn't say that, but that's kind of what I thought and how good my instinct. Actions kind of, yeah. No, but I just thought it was funny. It was one of those things that like, really, Judge Judy. And these are middle-aged guys.
No, see, so, more importantly here, is once you've come out and basically ripped on it and said, you know, basically whoever watches Judge Judy is a fill in the blank, who then pipes up and says, hey, I'm that guy?
No, two guys did.
Yeah, I understand that. But what wouldn't it be just like, what kind of a jerk does a photo podcast?
Yeah.
That's where I go get more meatballs.
Right.
Like, I don't pipe up, hey, I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
Why yeah, no, you focus your rage on me?
It was quite funny, and the funny thing is that I was kind of like, you know, challenging him. Like, I again, this is one of those things that it's not like you're talking politics, it's not like you're talking religion, you're talking Judge Judy, you're talking television preference. So right. I feel like no punches need to get pulled. So I had no problem calling them out on this and just saying, why? What's wrong with you? Like, why?
Judge Judy, that's on in the daytime.
I guess. I don't know. I my claim is I've never watched it. I've never seen it.
Well, I'm assuming those, like, I remember when I was a kid and there was the People's Court was a thing.
Right. Right.
With Judge Walker.
And I have seen, when I was a kid, I had seen the People's Court. I was a kid.
Because you were eight and you had nothing to do in the daytime.
And there were six channels and that was the only thing that was on.
That's right. That's right. In this day and age when you could watch Mad Men reruns on Netflix or Breaking Bad or Sopranos or you name a million shows that people like, there's at least 60 shows that are about zombies or vampires.
Yeah, Seinfeld's on every 11 minutes.
You can watch Seinfeld every 11 minutes. There's so much content. And you're right. And you go with Judge Judy. She must be laughing all the way to the bank.
I think she is. So.
Is she still on now?
I assume so, because they were talking like this was still current. So.
Because I feel like you could just record 8 episodes and run them on a loop and no one would know.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
That's what I would do.
Anyway, so we've kind of gone wildly off on this tangent.
Yeah.
So.
Great. Good. I shot more baseball, of course. Blah, blah, blah. Who cares?
Right.
All right. Photo challenge. Shoes.
Shoes. That's
why
right.
Shoes? Why did I pick shoes? I'll tell you why.
Because you had an idea.
I had this in my mind as a banner photo for like a Facebook banner. Or whatever.
Oh, okay. Where you do a whole bunch of different shoes.
No. Like, you know, at the top of your Facebook page, you have that, the wide shot of whatever.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
What's
okay,
it, is it called banner? I don't know. I think it's called banner.
Sure.
Billboard. They probably have a name. They probably have a name for it.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to make one with Judge Judy is what I'm going to do. but I kind of had this in mind. Can you hear my kid screaming like that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, I think it really adds some atmosphere to
yeah.
the show.
I'm going to go ask him what his problem is.
Like, it's a live studio audience.
Oh, good. Your wife sneezing, my kid crying.
Yeah.
That's why the show is free, folks. That's why. So anyways, shoes. That's what I had in mind. So I said, yeah, let's do shoes. So with that in mind, I'll do mine first because that was my idea.
Great.
Here you go.
Shoes.
Shoes.
Those are your Mizuno baseball cleats.
Correct. Spikes. We call them spikes.
Sure. Cleats.
I think cleats.
Soccer, I think.
Yeah, plastic. Plastic cleats. These are metal spikes.
Okay. They're manly.
Eh. It's tough to cut a dude open with plastic.
Right.
Just kidding. I don't spike anybody either.
But you've got little rainbow pants in those shoes.
They are form fitting though.
Yeah.
They make my calves look great. Yeah. That's obviously my daughter.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I left those pants on purpose so you would know very quickly that it's my daughter. I feel like maybe I could have turned the shoes to the side a little bit to show off the size difference, the fact that they're much larger than her feet.
No, I think it's fine.
It plays okay.
Yeah, I think you recognize that those are small legs. And well, you can do the distance from her knee to the top of that shoe.
Sure.
And see that that's probably the same size as the shoe.
Right. Okay. Good point.
Yeah.
And then I threw the ball in just to add a little context, just a quick visual reference.
Just in case you thought those were for something else.
No, you would know, but I just kind of wanted to make it a very, 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 very fast recognition.
Right. And
there you go. So that's it. That's those are shoes.
There you go. Shoes. I like it. It's cute.
All right. 85mm lens.
Yeah.
On the 5D Classic. Again, my go-to setup.
Right.
Always have it ready with a 1/8 black Pro Mist, of course.
Of course.
I think last week's was the exact same setup with the 1/8 black Pro Mist. I love that filter. I'll bring the filter with me. Well, I say that like I'm not in Canada standing next to you right now, but I am.
Right.
And you can give it a little dance and see if you like it.
Okay. And then I'll get one.
You might get one. I think you might.
Yeah. I've seen them out there on Craigslist, but then again, like I say, I'll probably just try to make one out of a garbage bag stretched real thin and I don't know. And that's a shout out, throwback, callback. Yes. Yeah.
I wonder what you could do with just a UV filter and a little bit of sandpaper or something.
Yeah.
It would look, you wouldn't do that, but that would be interesting if you wanted to give that a little go. What that would do to the image. That would be pretty interesting.
I'll just stretch some dirty cellophane over my lens.
Absolutely. I mean, I have shot through pantyhose before.
Great.
And it works. It looks really good, and you can get the color. I think we talked about it on the show before.
If you something, go on, pantyhose rings a few bells.
Right. Well, that was on our other show on how to rob a liquor store. No, but if you stretch the pantyhose over, it adds a little softening to your image. And if you get the colored ones, like either black or white hose, it adds a little bit of a little color to it as well. So you get like a little haze to the whole thing, and it looks really good at a wide open f-stop. It's good. That's a whole different show. That's a do-it-yourself kind of thing. But okay. There you go.
All right.
The other thing is, I got down low enough to make sure you could see it was a good angle, but I didn't want to go too low because it would and then show some of the sky. I wanted to keep a lot of green in the background, so well, that was important.
You did. Way to go.
Job well done. Okay, here's your daughter's. Hopefully, your daughter's sons.
They're my daughters. They were handed down to her from someone that my wife knows.
Michael Jackson?
My wife's. These I saw these in her cupboard the other day, and I knew right away those were the shoes just because they are super blingy. Those are blingy shoes, but they're way too big for her still, so she probably needs to grow another two sizes before these will fit her. So I just pulled them out this morning, before anybody was really up and moving. I think it was 6:30 in the morning. I was up and outside in the front shooting these photos. So this is I have to say, this is a ripoff of something that I saw online. I needed an idea quickly, and I searched shoe photos, and it's funny in shoe photos how many Converse type shots. There were the old school Converse shoes, seemed to be the bulk of what people were doing. And again, that did not influence me. It was the shoelace heart that influenced me.
Yeah.
So we're outside and the kids have been making chalk and drawing. And so I thought I would include a little bit of that in behind. It's like a part of a hopscotch that they had made. And and then I put my daughter's shoes down and I just liked the color and tried a few angles, tried shooting straight down, tried shooting from an angle, and I just liked this one. And my wife thought, hey, this would be a nice little card for somebody. She said, it's already got the heart on it. You could use it for almost any occasion. I thought, yeah, just simple. And I quite liked the sparkly. And I played around with how much depth of field to use, and this is what I settled on. So,
which is, okay, again, with the 85
mil? 85 lens? Mil. I think it's an F4, but again, I'm not looking at any of the details right now. Somewhere in the 3.5 to 4 range.
Do you love the chalk? To me, the chalk is what makes it.
I agree.
Otherwise, it'd be kind of like, and at first, my first instinct was, wow, the heart, really? Because we haven't seen that yet. it's been beat to death. However, as I'm looking at this image now, I'm turned around on it, and I like the fact that you had to include the heart. Because otherwise, it would have been kind of creepy.
I kind of have the same exact photo. Again, different angle of the shoes, but without the heart. And again, I'm just not sure what to make of it. It's again, photographically, it's fine, but it's like, why? Well,
what is the message here? And you know what it is? It's a poster for a missing child.
Yeah,
movie.
That's the feeling I got. It's like that. It's just like it's sad. It's weird.
Yes.
And so again, if her feet were in it, it would have been just fine. But without the feet, it needed to have some warm message, and that's why I agree. It needed the laces.
Yeah. I was ready to tear into you for doing the schmaltzy heart thing.
Yes.
But then at the last second, I realized I would have been wrong.
Yeah. No, I had that defense already chambered.
Yes.
I should have even included the other photo. Maybe I'll throw it in the Dropbox just so you can. You can use it as a visual on the website to show people what we're talking about, but it's kind of a little bit creepy.
Great. Yeah, throw it in there, because I think people can imagine it, but let's have
it. Yeah, they can.
Anyway.
Word pictures, I mean, it's just fine by me.
Right.
It's extra work for me to go back into Aperture and then send that other photo. And
yeah, you don't want to break a sweat. The funny thing is aside from this, as I was packing up all of her stuff, I came across my very first pair and Emily's first pair, same pair, of ice skates.
Okay.
And not part of the the challenge. I just thought, oh, I'm gonna get a photo of these ice skates. And I had something great in mind. I'm gonna hang them on the wall. I'm gonna have light come in, like it's window light, and it's just gonna be this sort of timeless, iconic photo. And I did this whole setup, and the photo was awful, just terrible.
Right.
And so I guess the skates weren't. I don't think it needed a heart, but it needed something. It needed something else to be good. So there you go. So I got burned, bitten by my own snake. Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. No, I like this. I like the colors. I like the playoff of the gray asphalt. So this could be a card.
There you go.
Good to have. Good to have a bunch of stock cards. That's my thing, is whenever we give someone, the kid their birthday present, of course I have to make a special card. Everyone expects it at this point.
Right.
Everyone, that's kind of what they look forward to. And so a while ago I had this idea that I think is hysterical and will actually, it'll be even funnier in 5 years when I keep doing it. The card that I give people, I take a picture of the gift that I'm giving them and make that the card.
Okay.
So I'm kind of it's a spoiler alert, but the first few people were confused. Now it's hilarious.
Right. Sounds hilarious.
It doesn't until you've done it 8 or 10 times in the same group of people, and then it is oddly hysterical. Yeah.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Give it a go. I give it a go next time you give somebody something. This week's topic: buying used. Should you buy used equipment?
Always. Every time.
Not always.
Oh. Okay.
If it was always, there would be no show. It would just be boom, always moving on.
Yeah.
It's a tough call. For me, it's a tough call. Because sometimes absolutely want to buy used. Are you there still?
Yeah, I was just again letting out a massive yawn.
Okay. No, I heard some Skype moves. So I don't know what Skype was doing.
Okay.
Great. Glad I have to edit that.
You don't have to edit it.
I'm not editing that at all.
No.
So there's that. There's some stuff that you absolutely, well, you have to buy used. You're not going to buy an old film camera brand new, are you? Not going to happen.
No.
So that's stuff you have to buy. So those are the things I don't hesitate to buy used. I look for those used mainly because the value is usually pretty fantastic. Like, you can get stuff for very, very cheap, very little risk. The old film cameras, there's not much to go wrong. You know, you have your light seals, which are going to wear out. The little foam around the edge when you close the film, the door. Is there a technical term I'm missing?
Sure.
When you put the film in and close it, it usually is like a nice foam seal that keeps the light out. Over time, that just basically hardens and falls apart. You know, after 20, 30 years.
Right.
So you're talking about cameras that were built in the 50s, 60s, 70s. Oftentimes, that needs to be replaced. So that's something to look for.
Okay.
Sometimes the shutter can be a little hinky, but there's very few electronics in those old cameras. So generally, you're low risk to buy those. And they're usually pretty cheap.
Right.
You know, if that's what you're looking for. For some reason, people are trying to sell their Canonette cameras, their little Canon rangefinders, for an exorbitant amount of money now.
Because they've gotten into that, into that time frame where they're kind of cool, right?
They are cool. There is one that I want that I would be willing to pay up to and including $40 for, and I see people online asking $200, $250. So if I can talk them down to 40, which seems unlikely, I'm in.
Well, people are still trying to sell their used Canon 5D Mark II body onlys for $1,500. So
this is the downside to buying used. You know,
yeah, so people wildly overvalue their used products.
Absolutely. Now DSLRs in general, I'm hesitant to buy used. Mm-hmm. I bought my 40D new. I bought my 5D Mark II new. I did buy a used 5D Classic, as I'm sure you know, because I've never shut up about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But since I bought mine, my dad bought one as well. Just a couple of weeks ago, I guess when this aired, a couple of months ago or a month ago, my sister's old, she had the same entry-level camera that you originally had. I think the XSI or XT, XS, one of those Xs.
Sure.
One of those plastic Rebels that served her quite well, but it basically broke. And she asked me, hey, what should I do? They want like $280 to fix it. And I said, well, don't spend that. That would be bad, throwing, you know, good money away.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I recommend for what you need is go look for a 5D Classic. And she did. So my sister bought one too.
So you got a whole family of 5D Classics.
5D Classics. And so generally the prices on those are so low. I mean, relatively speaking, they're still around $500, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But for that kind of money, for what you're going to get and the risk that you're taking, it's not an issue. I don't mind. Like if you buy it, use it for a year and it breaks down, well, that happens. You know, you can't expect it to last forever. However, you know, mine's, 9 years old now. I've had it for a little over a year, and it's going well. So I love it. In that case, if the price is low enough, jump on it.
Mm-hmm.
However, how has the camera been treated? That's the issue with me.
And that's sometimes hard to know.
It is hard to know, like, has it been dropped? Or usually when they put it on the Craigslist or whatever, they put a photo of it, and there's no, like, it's just the body only, no cap on it, just exposed sensors sitting on the carpet next to the cat bin. You can pretty much guess that camera's not in good shape.
Yeah, and so, I think some of it extends beyond that. Like, you know, when you decide to make a Craigslist transaction and you're going to go to somebody's house to check it out. I mean, you're not committed at that point to buying it until you actually see the item. And so you definitely do get a feel from, you know, who you're buying it from. So I think you have to kind of use a little bit of common sense here. But when I bought the continuous lighting setup a couple of weeks ago, I went into this guy's house and his place was immaculate. He had high-end everything and I'm getting an exceptional deal. Everything is that he was selling me, we tested, you know, he showed me how to use it. It was all in pristine condition, but I could tell from everything around, he kept everything in pristine condition. He was also very knowledgeable to talk to. So this wasn't something left behind by a roommate who, you know, his dog had been whizzing on in the corner. And, you know, like there's you're going to get a feel from that kind of transaction. And even something as simple as when you write, I'm interested in this item, what kind of response you get back to me is also important, like as far as whether I'm even going to bother to take it another step further.
Right? Absolutely.
So
you profile.
I do. I profile. I profile my photography purchases quite extensively.
You can also often tell from the case of the camera what's going on. Like if it's got a lot of, you know, scratches and marks on it, maybe it's been mistreated. One of my clients is they ship petroleum by tugboats and whatnot and barges around Vancouver. And if you look at their vessels, all of their vessels are just tip-top shape, perfectly, like there's no rust, they're painted nicely, and a little bit of rust wouldn't hurt, it'd be fine, but the idea is, if people see that rust, they wonder what else is going wrong. You know, if they allow a little bit of rust on the railing, is the ship, is it safe? Are they neglecting that part? So the same thing is with a camera, if you see some neglect, you know, that the physical, it very well could translate into being mistreated, which you don't want to get. On the other hand, I bought my 5D. I bought mine from Marquardt, Chris Marquardt, Tips from the Top Floor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so you know going in that I know him quite well. He doesn't mistreat anything, but he's going to use every centimeter of that camera. So it does have, you know, basically, it's got marks and scuffs on it, but I know he hasn't dropped it.
Right.
So in that case, then you have to go back to your profiling that Adam does.
Right.
So
I've never bought a used lens. I can say that much. All the lenses I bought have been brand new, and I do prefer to buy lenses that way, mostly because of the gross overvaluing that people do on Craigslist for their used items. So
yes.
I would be more prone to buy a used lens from a camera reseller just because I know that they would have likely looked it over, cleaned it. I also then would have a point to return. Like most of them will give you like a 30-day money back guarantee so that if, you know, it didn't work according to your expectations, you could take it back. So the lens to me, it's like, I think you mentioned this earlier, it would have to be such an exorbitant savings for the risk that you would be taking. And right. The problem is with that, is that as soon as someone, because everybody's overpricing their lenses, as soon as you saw one that was underpriced, you'd almost think that there had to be something wrong with it.
It's kind of a catch-22 in that situation, yeah. And before, I would have said to you, hey, you know what, lenses, they're a much easier decision. Yeah, I'll buy a used lens. What can go wrong? And then I had something go wrong with two different lenses I owned. I had my 17-85, which is actually a very common problem. It just wore out and just stopped working because of an electronics issue. And that happened to a lot of people. And then I had my 70-200, the focus motor, go a couple of, I guess, 2 years back now, and had to have that replaced. But up until that point, I would have said, yeah, it's a no-brainer, you buy lenses used. Why not? As long as they're not scratched or there's no mold in there or anything like that. And then you run into something like this, an electronic problem. Right. So again, and as you said, the prices are so high that for an extra 5%, you can buy it brand new in the box from a reputable dealer. Mm-hmm. You know, or even for 1% more, you can buy it used from a reputable dealer. So I tend to go that way too. I avoid any ad that basically includes the words no tax in the ad, you know it's a scam.
Yeah.
They're asking too much money. If you have to advertise, hey, I'm going to charge the MSRP, throwback, the manufacturer's retail price. I'm going to charge you that, but just give, I'm going to knock the 5% tax off. Then you know it's way overpriced. Just avoid those.
Right. I agree wholeheartedly.
Right. When you do go to buy something, though, make sure you kick the tires like you did with the lights. I mean, if you're going to go buy a lens, bring your camera body with you with a memory card and battery and all that in there and fire off a few shots. Just see and maybe have a listen to what's going on. If you're going to buy a certain lens that you don't have any experience with, maybe, ethically speaking, I don't know if it's right. Go to a camera store, fire off a couple of shots with that one, see how it sounds, and then go buy the used one. And if it sounds the same, probably a good bet that it's in good shape.
Okay.
That's really not the best ethics. So sorry, whoever the camera store is. But that's something you can do. Again, if you're buying a body, bring a lens. Make sure everything's in order. You know, that's something I definitely recommend doing.
Absolutely.
Which is much easier now. Back in the day, you used to have to go and bring a roll of film, then get it developed, and now, yes, sweetie, just about done. My kid.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The one thing that I do suggest is buy used flashes.
Yes.
Yep. Hang on, sweetie.
Okay. Okay,
can we do that in 5 minutes?
She's also adding something about used flashes.
Yes. Yeah, she's telling you, buy used flashes because if you don't need ETTL and want to use manual, you can get a really good deal. Right, sweetie? Is that what you said? Manual flashes? Yep, in 5 minutes. Go find Mama. Once again, folks, that's why the show is free.
Yes.
So yeah, check out your... the used flashes used to be a complete steal. And then Strobus David Hobby got very, very popular and the prices went through the roof. Still very cheap, relatively speaking, though.
And it seems as though, you know, every time Canon or Nikon, you know, invents a new line of flashes with new technology, the previous line becomes a lot more affordable in the used market.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's something to look for.
I think I was, and again, I like to peruse Craigslist, just checking out where this stuff falls. But I think yesterday I came across a 580 EX2 that they're now selling for about $250 used.
Really?
Yeah, so I think that is a very good value.
That is very good value. I mean, you have to understand that, you know, you get X number of pops from that flash. And so, you know, if you prorate that, you're it's not going to last forever.
Mm-hmm.
But at $250, that's, again, that's a pretty good gamble. If you go and check it out and see that, it seems like it wasn't dropped. It seems in decent shape. You know, what do you expect for $250? Like, you have to sort of justify that to yourself. Do you expect to use it every day for 5 years? You're probably going to be disappointed.
And what do you think that is? Like, they must have a number. Like, we know about, you know, how often you can fire off a camera with most cameras in terms of before the shutter breaks.
Mm-hmm.
But what is that number as far as a flash goes?
I think it's 12.
Hmm. Perfect.
So, yeah, I think you probably got... No, I think a lot of it depends on the power as well. Like, if you're shooting it off at 164th.
But they probably... Yeah, but I mean, they probably have a full rated, like, full power, how many pops a flash should last.
If only there was, like, a podcast about photography that could look into this.
Yeah. But no, you don't have any idea. That would be something Don would know.
Yeah. We'll ask Don next time.
I'm just sending Don an email.
Absolutely. No, we'll have him on the show and have him answer that question. Don?
Yeah.
How many pops? Now, prorate this for 164th power versus full power, and what's the, you know, what's the zoom and all the... But give us an algorithm.
Yeah.
We'll need an algorithm for that.
Okay.
So that's something to look for. Now, the last place you can look, and I really recommend it being the last place, because it used to be good. Pre-internet, you could go to the flea markets, and you could probably pick up a decent used camera. Like a film camera, usually. But okay. The internet ruined that. I've been to a few, because my dream obviously is to go to, you know, the flea market here in Germany. You got to get there, of course. You have to get there at 7:30. If they open at 9, you better be there at 7:30 to get the good stuff. Because you've been to flea markets before.
I have.
The ratio of good stuff, is there less than 1%? Is there some, it's less than 1% good stuff?
Well, if you want very cheaply made cell phone covers, then no, the ratio is much higher.
Oh, right, right. If we're including those, yeah, then it's about 80% good stuff.
Yeah.
Or CD cases.
Yeah.
Those are always good. But yeah, you're right. The cell phone covers are fantastic. No, but generally they have almost nothing there. So you have to be basically the first one through and run down the aisles and see what they have to get that deal. But the days of you know, you popping down to the flea market and seeing a Leica M3 for $30 or best offer, those days are gone.
Right.
Because of, thank you, internet. So I you know, we can't rip off somebody's old grandma. Great. No, so I would always, my dream is to find a nice used Leica M3, but it's just not going to happen. So, but otherwise, check out flea markets, but again, make sure you're paying very, very little, because the gamble is pretty big on those.
Okay.
Also, sandbags. If you don't make them yourself, buy them used from Adam. He makes pretty good sandbags.
Yeah, I'm going to start my own sandbag line, endorsed by Lululemon.
Oh, that would be great. That'd be a bit of a markup, though.
It's for the yoga doing photographers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy who owns Lululemon had a birthday a little while ago, and Aerosmith played in his backyard.
Oh,
so
that's
cool. I'm guessing the sandbags are going to be a little pricey. Because you got to cover Steven Tyler.
Right.
Oh, you know what? It wasn't. It was the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, well, then that's
fine. Different. Never mind. The sandbags are virtually free.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, next week's challenge.
Yes.
I'm guessing, like, you travel places, right?
To and from work.
Yeah, but it's summery stuff coming up. You guys go away places.
Maybe we will.
Tough break. I am. And So we're doing a travel. Just travel. That's the challenge. Travel.
All right.
So you can either, even if you're not traveling, I'm sure you can take a travel photo.
I would be talking, but I'm yawning.
Yeah, so that's the sign to wrap this up. So yes. Next week's challenge is travel. That's it. Where can people find your stuff, Adam?
Facebook. Two Hosers.
Facebook Two Hosers. Find mine at alanattridge.com or the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can find all the links to everything, Flickr, Twitter, all that good stuff. And that's it. Adam, I'll see you in Vancouver, buddy.
Great.
Until next week, get out there and make better photos.